Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website, though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you, and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening, as always. I have my dear friend Dr. Sarah with us today, and this is a part of our series on hormones. And I found that I honestly am picking topics that are a hot topic for me right now, and I'm finding that they're a hot topic for a lot of women that I know. So today we're going to talk a little bit about hormone testing. And this is such a great one, Dr. Sarah, because when I started telling people about my journey, other women friends about my journey, and how I did the Dutch test and I did this, and they had so many questions. Oh, I never heard of the Dutch test, and I had never heard of that. And what is that? And what's the difference between that? And what about saliva? So, I would love for you to kind of just talk a little bit about the different ways that we can test our hormones and kind of what you feel about the different options so that our listeners can make choices that are educated for themselves.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back here and talking hormones again with you. So testing hormones is a big topic, right? Just like hormones, we're splitting this into four parts because there's so much to say. We could split it into like 20 million parts. So there's lots of different ways to test hormones. I'm going to start by saying I have no zero affiliation with any of these labs. I don't get paid by any of these labs. I don't support one lab versus another lab, but I will go over a couple of the labs that I like to use in my practice just because I find them as beneficial tools. But I have no kind of like bias or professional or financial affiliations with any of the labs.
Awesome.
And that's important because I will say there is a lack of integrity out there sometimes with some of these functional medicine tests, with some of these functional medicine companies. I feel like everybody should have access to, I wish everybody had access to testing. Unfortunately, some of the private labs are out of pocket. But yeah, I'll talk about them anyways. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to say about hormone testing is that there's no one gold standard. There's no one great way of testing the hormones because the hormones are so dynamic. We're so dynamic as women, and they change so much, right? Throughout the cycle, even when women stop bleeding, the hormones are still changing throughout the cycle, throughout the day, some of them even throughout the moment, right? Like one of the things I like to do is test the adrenal glands. And if we think about cortisol, if you go run a marathon, or if you're sitting in really slow traffic on the way to the blood lab to test your cortisol most likely is going to be pretty high. Or if you are not too happy looking at the giant needle that's going into your arm to take the blood, your cortisol is probably going to go up. And if you didn't sleep the night before, or if you meditated in the waiting room of the blood lab, your cortisol would probably be slightly lower. So that's the first thing that I really want to put out there is the hormones are so dynamic, so they change a lot. And because of that, often if people have access, and if it works with their lifestyle, I like to test in a few different places. So there's some hormones that have more kind of patterns than others, but some, like cortisol specifically, are change from moment to moment. And this is one of the reasons I have a lot of people come to me saying my conventional doctor, my primary care provider, won't test my hormones because they're like, oh, you're not bleeding, you haven't bled for a year, there's no point in testing your hormones. Or you're getting regular cycles every month, no point in testing your hormones. And there is some validity to that. There is some truth in that because they change so much, right? One, because they change so much. And two, there is the belief that if you're not bleeding anymore, that your hormones are going to be low, right? And there is the belief that if you are bleeding regularly, your hormones are probably going to be normal. But that's not always true. As we know, some of these markers in our blood or our urine or saliva don't necessarily match how we're feeling. And then, as a naturopath, and as a wellness promoter, I guess, versus like, I really believe in bringing everything, including the hormones, especially the hormones, to a place where people feel best. So even if they're in range, how can we be at our highest vitality or in our innermost kind of aliveness? So the blood is kind of the simplest way, and to test some of the pituitary hormones, so things like FSH, which is follicular stimulating hormone, or LH, or thyroid. We talked about thyroid on our thyroid episode. We need to test them in the blood. You can't really test them in the urine or the saliva, not that accurate. And that can be done at just regular blood labs. And those are the, especially FSH is a nice test to do if women are still bleeding, but their cycles are becoming irregular, or if women are in their late 30s, early 40s, and they're curious about fertility, or if women aren't bleeding anymore, to see where that FSH is, because that's kind of the standard in conventional medicine that tells us if a woman is in menopause or not. And that even saying that out loud is kind of funny, right? Because as we talked about in the last episode, women can be perimenopausal or in that menopausal gate portal for 15 years, right? But FSH blood, good way to test that. Same with the thyroid. And it's really important to look at the thyroid when we're talking about sex hormones, whether we're talking about it in a woman who is having irregular cycles or a lot of intense emotions around her cycles, or whether we're talking about a woman who's not cycling. FSH and looking at estradiol, testosterone, progesterone, DHEA. Those can all be done in a conventional lab, usually covered by insurance if you have insurance. And so often I'll do just like a basic hormone panel, including the pituitary hormones, so FSH and thyroid. Again, thyroid's so important, often not looked at when we're talking about the sex hormones, in the blood. And again, it's just a moment of time, but certain things we can't test in the urine, the pituitary hormones or the thyroid. And it's nice to look at blood and urine or saliva, because they change so much, just to kind of get a confirmation or to look at things from different lenses.
Right.
And then the test that I tend to use most often, that gives us a lot more information on sex hormones and the adrenal glands, is the Dutch test. It's not Dutch, it stands for like dried urine hormone testing. But they call it the Dutch test, and it's a urine test. And you take it home, you do it at home. It's like these little urine strips, almost like a pH strip, and you just urinate directly on the strips. And I like it because it gives us a pretty good picture as to what's going on with the sex hormones, but not only are they high or low, how women are metabolizing the hormones and how women are detoxifying the hormones. So
And
great.
why is that important? Will you explain that?
Yes, absolutely, for lots of different reasons. But one common example that I see a lot of people that come in for like irregular periods or acne, right? Or women with like hair growth in places they don't want it, hair loss in places they don't want it, right? And often we think right away, we think, okay, high testosterone. And with, a label or a diagnosis called PCOS, there is high testosterone. But a lot of women have normal testosterone or even low testosterone, and still these symptoms of kind of like high androgens, right? Or high testosterone metabolites. The Dutch test looks at how we break down that testosterone. And so some women, even if their testosterone's super low, if they're metabolizing most of that testosterone to down the what we call the alpha pathway, then their androgens are going to be more potent, and it may show up as acne or as irregular periods or irritability or hair growth on the chest or the nipples and hair loss on the head, right? But if we just tested testosterone in the blood and it shows up low or normal, then often it's assumed, oh, testosterone has nothing to do with it.
Right.
There's an example with testosterone.
That's good. That's good. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, and then estrogen is also a really important one that I like to look at, how women are metabolizing it. And again, there's controversy around this in the conventional medical world and in the functional medical world about how important it is to look at estrogen metabolites. So how we use, break down, and detox our estrogens. Some say it doesn't really matter, and some put a lot of focus on it. I clinically have seen a huge difference in the people that I work with when we kind of zoom in on how women are metabolizing their estrogen. Because again, sometimes estrogen overall can be really low, especially in women who are menopausal, who haven't bled in a while, or in women who have irregular cycles, or women trying to get pregnant. But they're metabolizing their estrogen to a form that can be more inflammatory and can damage DNA and can contribute, has been shown to contribute to more to certain cancers and different pathway inflammatory pathways in the body. And the reason I like the Dutch test because it shows us how women break down their estrogen. If we find, oh great, your estrogen levels are great and you're metabolizing your estrogen down the optimal pathway, fabulous, you're a good candidate for estrogen supportive herbs. Or if women want to go on bioidentical therapy, that woman would be a better fit for estrogenic herbs or bioidentical hormone therapy than a woman who didn't have too much estrogen but metabolized most of her estrogen to the 4-OH form.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I whenever we would go over my results, I would always wonder what you meant about, I really like how your estrogen is metabolizing. And I'm like, okay.
So it's basically how you're breaking it down, how your body's using it, and
But what makes sense to me now is like, I mean, I understand what it means to break it down, but what's the ramifications if it's not breaking it down? That's kind of what I was trying to get at, and that makes so much sense. In fact, it reminds me of the conversation we were having before we even got on here, which is about, hey, should I take my patch off every 5 days, and maybe slow down that estrogen that comes in, just so that it's I'm not continually being flooded by it. So that makes so much sense, and that's super helpful. Thank you.
And I mean, I can even give a personal example around this because we're all human. I have the BRCA gene, so that's the gene that potentially can contribute to risk of breast cancer. They say with the BRCA gene, you have a 60 to 80% chance of getting breast cancer in your life. And so a lot of women choose to, actually, the majority of women choose to have a mastectomy or a hysterectomy, so have their uterus removed or their breast removed. There's a lot of controversy around that. And you and I, Dana, we talk about this a lot. We have the ability to change our DNA with diet, with energy, with thoughts, right? We know we can recalibrate. We know we can shift our DNA. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But anyways, because I have this gene and I've done the Dutch test on myself, I like to test myself with all the labs before I start using them with patients, right? Because one, it helps me understand it better once I've experienced it. And two, I just like to test anything out that I'm going to recommend, if that makes sense. So, and the way I test on the Dutch test, most of my estrogen, again, because of my li like a genetic liver thing, right? And because of a couple different genetic pathways, most of my estrogen I metabolize to the more inflammatory type estrogen. So for me, it was great medicine almost, right? Like great. Okay, so this and the BRCA gene doesn't mean I'm going to get breast cancer. I don't have a fear of getting breast cancer, but I have an awareness that I have a bunch of genes that may push me in that direction. So I choose to eat a certain way or do certain things in my life to kind of shunt the pathway to the more protective type estrogens.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. Oh my gosh. It's so great how much we can learn, And then it's based on, and then I think our health is based on our choice.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the saliva test. Or
The
did you,
saliva test.
yeah, did you want to add anything more about the Dutch test?
Yes, just really quick, if that's okay. So it looks at the hormones, how we metabolize the hormones, but they also look at the adrenal glands, and the adrenals, like the thyroid, it's absolutely essential to tend to nourish and work with the adrenals and the thyroid when we're talking about ovarian health, uterine health, breast health, menopause, fertility, bleeding regularly, optimal blood cycles, right? And so the Dutch test looks at the adrenals in a nice way, also tells us how we metabolize. So not just is that cortisol high or low, but what are we doing with that cortisol in our liver and our kidneys, and are we clearing it really quickly? Again, this is really important because in some women, if we just tested cortisol once in the blood or even in the saliva, we may see, okay, cortisol is really high, but a lot of us have the ability to clear it really quickly. Our bodies are brilliant, right? And so if the adrenals are making tons of cortisol to keep up with stress in life or trauma or a go-go-go lifestyle or living in a city, right? The bodies adapt, our bodies adapt, and we can clear it quicker, and then it's not necessarily a problem, right? Or vice versa, somebody's cortisol levels might be normal, but if they're holding on to it, it can build up and bring symptoms of adrenal overdrive or adrenal resistance. So I just want to mention that that also looks at the adrenal glands and some other neurotransmitters and oxidative stress markers. So it's a really kind of comprehensive test.
Yeah. I love the Dutch test. And then I want to hear a little bit about the saliva test.
Saliva too. So I used to do a lot of saliva before the Dutch test existed, actually, like I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that. And saliva, because saliva, a lot of these kind of more functional medicine tests that you do at home, and there's so many different companies that do them now. It's nice because you can do it at home and you can do them over a couple of days or even over a month. And there are a lot of labs that do saliva tests where you can do it over the month and look at estrogen several times throughout the day or several times throughout the month, and progesterone too, and see if there's any patterns. So that's what's nice about saliva. Now I pretty much do blood and urine. I don't do much saliva anymore. You can test cortisol in the adrenals in the saliva as well. I just clinically, I've seen more correlation with the urine test, and it just gives me more information. So I like to do blood and urine, but saliva I used to do a lot of, and there's benefit to it as well because you can do it in pulses over several days or over the month. And the urine test, the Dutch test as well, they have a couple different options. The main one is over 2 days in the month. And for women who aren't cycling, we do it any time a month. For women who are cycling, ideally we do it depending on the cycle length. That's what's beautiful too, right? Day 19 to 22 for a woman who has a 28-day cycle, but for a woman who has a 30-day cycle, then we're going to do it a little later. And for a woman who has a 23-day cycle, we're going to do it earlier. So it kind of caters to each woman. And then the blood, ideal, especially for a bleeding woman, ideally is done in between day 3 and 5. So the third day of flow.
Yeah. You know, it's just so interesting to me when I started working with you on hormones and how I would go to my medical doctor and I would say, well, can you test for this, 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 and this? And it was always, well, that's not what we normally test for, you know? So I feel like having an education around why we want certain tests and having that knowledge will just empower people. And that's really what I want to do. I don't ever want to say, don't go through your medical doctor, always go to a naturopath. I don't ever want to say that because we live in a society where we have both, we have options, and most of us. And to be able to have both and respect the understanding of both and the science behind both, I think is really important. And you know, what the whole purpose behind these series with you isn't to replace medical advice, right? It's not to say, okay, guys, don't do this, go and do this, or go test at home and you'll understand it. That's not what this is meant to do. This is meant to, in my humble opinion, and I think you agree, to empower people to understand what these things, why these things are so important, and to understand our bodies and how they work, so that when we're given information, if we don't understand it, we can ask the questions.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And that there's just options out there, right? And that how you feel is valid, And there's not just one kind of way of doing things, even in functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, right? And these labs, all of these labs, even the more complex ones, are just like one thread or one tool, right? There's definitely a lot of wisdom in the body and a lot of knowledge and wisdom that we can get without the testing. But I love testing as a piece of the whole person, right? And because it's neat also to really kind of weave together what we see in the blood and the urine and like these bodily fluids with intuition and with the person's wisdom of their own cycling and their own rhythms and their own body, and it's beautiful to kind of overlap that with some of the testing. Yeah, but absolutely so individual too, right? Like some individuals will say, okay, you don't need a test, or some individuals say, let's just do these three markers in the blood, and others I'll say, let's do urine, or I'll suggest, let's do urine, blood, and saliva, if there's a lot going on. So, yeah, there's just lots of different ways to get information. The other thing I'll just kind of throw in here is often if there is anything going on in the gut, and I think we talked about this in the first part of the series, the gut is the root of so much. And so if somebody's digestion is off, often I'll start there. So if somebody comes in wanting hormone balance, I'll work on the gut first, and the hormones will often balance themselves. So,
This has been so helpful, Dr. Sarah.
Hmm.
I love learning from you. I just love learning from you.
Oh, thank you. I love learning from you.
All right. Well, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Sarah, which would be my absolute recommendation, her information is listed in the write-up for this podcast. But Dr. Sarah, why don't you just give our listeners your website and information on how to get a hold of you?
Sure. Yeah, you can just go on my website. It's Dr. Sarah Rothman. DrSarahRothman.
Awesome. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.